All right, good day, everybody. It is the last day in September 2026, and today we're going to cover natural law theory, where it comes from, its evolution, and where we stand today in America, in our republic. One of the cool things about natural law is that you don't need a god for that, as we're going to get into here in a little bit. And we are our country, our republic, is founded on the principles of natural law. We're not founded on Christian principles. As a matter of fact, many of the Christian principles are the direct opposite of the principles of our republic. People like Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, these people were not Christians. And they did not formulate our republic on the Bible or anything like that. In fact, they used the term nature's God. And because of that's where our what we evolved into rights come from this. And where does it start? Thomas Aquinas has some interesting writings on natural law and natural living. So let's look and see what is in man's nature. What were the things that man did prior to governments issuing permits and permission and charging fees and all of these kinds of things that end up happening? And what did man need to survive and to even prosper? What was in his nature? So property rights are a big thing in Western civilization, and the evolution of this starts with, for millions of years, people have built homes. They've built shelters. It wasn't a right. It's just something that you needed to do in order to survive, in order to prosper, right? Later, this evolves into property rights. A man has a right to own a piece of property and to cultivate that piece of property without molestation from a government or having to ask permission, because that's what we did for millions of years. It even was a kind of a rite of passage for a man to build a home for his family. Today, very few people build their own homes. That's very rare, and I don't know if there's any men around, not too many men, that actually could build a home. And in today's world, we have property taxes and all kinds of regulations when it comes to having a piece of property and building a home. And this is in total violation of natural law and our founding principles. But that's where it comes from. What were some other things that people just naturally did? Well, hunting and fishing, right? And gathering and producing food. You have a right to eat, right? Today, when we look at our world with hunting and fishing and raising livestock on your property, oh my God, what a tangled web we have. Here in New Mexico, if we look at that, how far away we have strayed, our public lands are supposed to be there for public use. Yet the deer tags and the elk tags are on a lotto system that is really designed for making money. And for if you own a piece of property, depending how large your property is, you can get multiple elk tags. You don't have to be in a lottery. And it's not like you own a piece of property and therefore you're guaranteed one elk tag to feed your family. No, you can get a bunch of elk tags and then you can sell them for thousands of dollars and take people on guided hunts, not only on your private property, but also on public property, where you can actually be an outfitter without having to have a state license to be an outfitter. And then the common citizen who doesn't own any property, who isn't a sport hunter from out of state, is denied tags. Most of the tags in the lotto system in New Mexico go to wealthy landowners, people who own property, or to outfitters for people of out of state. Okay, so this is really far away. I'll give you an example of how this affects my life. So tomorrow is opening day for bear season, and I've been doing a lot of, I hunt with a recurve bow, and I do a lot of from the ground. And three times while I've been out scouting, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, and I videotaped it to show my wife, I have actually walked up on deer, because I'm so quiet in the woods, within 10 and 15 yards of the deer, three times. So I could have harvested three deer. Now, it's not deer season, nor do I have a tag. It's very difficult to get a tag, as a matter of fact, especially in that particular unit, because of the reasons that I said. So when I go tomorrow and for the next several weeks to hunt bear, I guarantee you I'm going to come across harvestable for sure guaranteed meat for my table, but I'm not going to be able to get it, right? Because my natural law, my rights have been violated. And it's the king's deer, and they've turned it into a money grab system. We see this all the way across the board. That's just one example of how our rights are denied to us, our natural rights that evolved from natural living, where I'm told I can't have that deer and I can't feed my household because we have to make money with these deer tags. That's just the truth of it, right? So we were it was natural for us to be able to do those things, to build a home, to cultivate a piece of ground, to hunt and to fish and to feed ourselves. Another thing that was just natural before there was a government was the right of self-defense and self-preservation. As some of our early John Locke had wrote, this is the primary right that people have, because if you don't have the right to self-preservation, then no other rights really matter, do they? Because you're dead, right? So today, the right to self-defense is very contingent. Even organizations like the National Rifle Association always use this law-abiding citizen, right? And they don't defend the right of people who might have committed a felony. This is a violation of natural law. You don't lose your right to defend yourself just because you committed a crime. A lot of felonies are nonviolent crimes, right? Some of them are violent, but that shouldn't matter. Under natural law, if you're not in prison and you've done your time, or maybe you didn't even go to prison, maybe it was a probational felony, and once you're done with your probation, you should be able to own a firearm again, right? This is, you have a right, you didn't forfeit your right. It's not really a right then, is it? It's a temporary privilege that can be taken away. So even organizations that supposedly defend our Second Amendment don't really defend it for everybody, right? They've kind of given into this. It's just a basic fundamental right, is to be able to defend yourself and self-preservation. And therefore, felons should be able to own guns under natural law, but this is violated. When we look at things like a lot of people want to go off grid today, and what we find is a lot of counties regulate the water falling from the sky, right? The rain. They want you to have an architect design a water collection system, and it's got to be, you know, they got all kinds of rules. People have been collecting rainwater for millions of years without the interference of any government, right? So in all of these ways, it's an American nightmare. It's already gone. It's not like we're descending or sliding and someday America will no longer be inhabitable. It's not inhabitable now. We're well past the point of no return when it comes to permits, rules, regulations. There are some places where, some small pockets around the country where you can escape a lot of this, but there's no total escape. And a lot of off-grid libertarian type people look for these places where we can live naturally. But that's where, you know, when you think about these things, it comes from natural living. What did man naturally do? Now, later this goes on in our republic and in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution to include things of freedom of conscience, right? And if you were to take the Ten Commandments and put them next to the Bill of Rights, you would see that a lot of these things are in direct opposition, because what we're founded on is the freedom of conscience, the freedom to think and to say what you want, to believe what you want, to believe in one God, 12 gods, or no gods, right? This is a fundamental principle of our republic. When we look to the Ten Commandments, we see that this is not one of their principles. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, and don't you be making any pictures and graven images, and right, there's all kinds of restrictions on free thought and on free expression that we find within Christianity. In our world today, you'll hear a lot of people, I think it was the governor of Michigan not too long ago, saying, yeah, we have freedom of speech because it's protected, but except for hate speech. Huh, oops, no, I'm sorry, hate speech is protected. What is it? Because here's what happens. What defines hate speech? Maybe you're somebody that doesn't like a certain ethnic group. Maybe that particular ethnic group has a tradition, and they have written text that says that they can lie, cheat, and steal from all other racial groups. Maybe you don't like that. Maybe that particular racial group is actively involved with a genocide of another group of people. Maybe you don't like that and you want to say things about that. Well, some people might consider this, and some platforms do consider, if you speak about this particular racial group of people in any negative light, they immediately call it hate speech and remove all your content, right? So we've already lost, and of course there's places like Rumble and some other places that have started to be little outposts of freedom of speech, and as it was intended to be. But that's the exception to the rule today. Most of our freedom of speech has been, especially online, is just non-existent. And it's because of this little clause that they put on, except hate speech. Well, who determines what that is, you know? Is freedom of speech, can you invoke violence to murder people? No, of course not. It's not a carte blanche blank check. But you can express your dislikes and your likes, and you can believe, like Thomas Jefferson said, and they called him, used it against him in his campaign. It doesn't pick my pocket at all if someone believes in one God, 12 gods, or no gods, right? And that's kind of what our country was founded upon. So we've strayed, it's American nightmare now. We have so many regulations and rules, literally governing the raindrops that fall out of the sky, how many dogs you can have, how many chickens you can have, how many, right? Everything is regulated and permitted. You can't kill that deer, right? And you can't harvest that deer to feed your family because it belongs to the king and to the king's merry men and the king's lords, right? So we're done. We're toast. People have forgotten where natural law comes from. It doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from what did man naturally do for millions of years prior to any governments? That's where it comes from. And you don't need a God for that. You just need nature. What is in man's nature? Well, it's in man's nature to build a home, to own a piece of property, to cultivate land, to feed his family, to think, and to travel, and to go about where he wishes to go about, to and fro, right? For millions of years, people went where they wanted to go. They didn't have to get a permit. They didn't have to have a driver's license. They didn't have to have a tag on their license plate, right? They could go where they wanted to go. They could assemble with and choose to assemble with and do business with who they wish to do business with, right? Today, we don't have that. You're told you have to do business with everybody, or else it's racism or sexism or whatever the case may be. A lot of that was with the Civil Rights Act in 1963 or 64 or whatever that was. It was a parallel constitution, and we lost our freedom of assembly and our freedom to associate and do business with who we wish. So most of everything has been torn apart at this point, and a lot of it has to do with being overpopulated. At some point, you almost have to regulate hunting and fishing because there's just so many people that they'll devastate the population. So some of this stuff needs to be regulated because of overpopulation. There's just way too many people, and that has to do with the lack of breeding standards. A lot of our technology and our advancement has taken away the Darwin Awards that used to regulate. Today, people do not have to pay the price for their stupid decisions. And so, therefore, we're swamped with people. And but that's where natural law comes from. It comes from natural living. It does not require a god or a religion, right? Because a god is a form of government. It's just a form of government. That's what religions are. And so prior to this, if we want to know where our rights come from, they come from what is within the nature of man, and so we can derive these things from nature, and all we have to do is look at what men did to thrive and to prosper and to live prior to gods and governments, right? Before any of that stuff happened. And I think that's fascinating. And that's what I base my life on, right? FTW, fuck the world. Now, for example, I don't poach, but I would have every moral right to harvest that deer. The government does not have the right to tell me, especially under that circumstance where you sold all the tags to the landowners so they can sell them for $10,000, right, and make a little side business. Well, that's at my expense, right? So you have every moral right to harvest that deer, right? That's what fuck the world is. Fuck the world is do what's morally right and worry about what's legal later, because a lot of the laws are not moral. And there's an example of it where it would be totally morally and virtuous and okay to shoot that deer and to harvest that deer under these conditions and under these circumstances where my rights and our rights have been stripped unduly from us from an oppressive government. And so, you know, just as an example there, I don't poach. If I had to, I would. I don't have to, and so I'll let the deer pass by, and hopefully I can. The reason I hunt bear is because I can just go over the counter and buy a tag for a bear, and most people like to hunt deer and elk from a distance and think that they're men, right? Think that they're outdoorsmen, and so hunting a bear with a stick bow. That's really getting down in the dirt there, because you're hunting something that could kill you, right? So there's not people standing in line for that. So you can get those over the counter. And so anyway, that's my little take and maybe to refocus us, because I think we forget where our rights come from. They don't really come from God, nor did they write that. They said nature's God. Right? Because they understood they come from nature. They come from what's in our natural instinct, in our natural habitat, in our natural ways in which we survived as a species. And you don't need a god nor a government for natural law. If you value this content and you like this content, please share it on your social media. Spread the word. Leave a comment. Let me know if you agree, disagree, whatever the case may be. Once you fill out the form and get a comment approved, you don't have to do that anymore. And also there's an email subscription. If you want to be notified of whenever I post new content here, feel free to sign up for that as well. All right, so I'm spending the rest of the day getting ready for my hunt. I can also harvest raccoons and squirrels and other things, and that's what I'll be focusing on here. And hopefully I can get a bear, because that would produce a lot of food for our family here. All right, everybody, peace.